Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A BBC investigation has found that Russia has expanded its recruitment of prisoners to fight in Ukraine and now includes people in pre-trial detention. The BBC, in collaboration with the independent Russian website MediaZone, has compared thousands of dog tags from Russian prison recruits with leaked records. Olga Ivshina reports.
Some of the stories of the violent Russian criminals killed in Ukraine are notorious. Men who burned people alive or stabbed their own mother. But our investigation shows how Russia has expanded its recruitment to much lower category prisons, including those in pre-trial detention centers. They include Andrei Perlov, an Olympic race walk gold medalist accused of fraud. His daughter Alina says her father refused to sign up. A new law introduced earlier this year obliges both prosecutors and defense lawyers to offer military contracts to almost anyone accused of a crime in Russia.
Donald Trump's presidential campaign team has filed a complaint against Britain's governing Labour Party, accusing it of interference in the US election. The Republican campaign cites reports by a British newspaper that individuals associated with the centre-left Labour Party had gone to the United States to campaign on behalf of the Democrat Kamala Harris. Peter Bowes reports.
A statement on the Trump-Vance campaign website accuses the Harris-Walz campaign of seeking foreign influence to boost its radical message. It goes on to accuse the Labour Party of inspiring what it calls Ms. Harris's dangerously liberal policies and rhetoric. As yet, there's been no official response from Labour, but party officials say those on the trips have taken leave from their roles and are not organised or funded by Labour.
The American Secretary of State has told Israel's leaders the killing of the Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar presents an important opportunity to end the war in Gaza. Antony Blinken said that could be achieved at once, as well as bringing home the Israeli hostages and ensuring Israel's security. He also urged Israel to let more humanitarian aid into Gaza. A senior UN official in Haiti has said the security situation has worsened in recent months, despite the deployment of an international force led by Kenyan police. The head of the UN mission in Haiti, Isabel Salvador, said armed gangs had launched attacks in areas of the country that were still out of their control. She said there had been a sharp increase in the number of people forced to flee their homes.
There are more than 700,000 internally displaced persons, which means 22% increase in the last 3 months. The political process, despite initial advances, is now facing significant challenges, turning hope into deep concern.
This is Moira Alderson with the latest world news from the BBC. Britain and Germany have concluded what they're calling a landmark defence agreement, which aims to boost security and increase cooperation between Europe's two largest economies. Germany will open a factory in the UK to manufacture barrels for artillery guns, and German surveillance aircraft will use an air force base at Lossiemouth in Scotland. The former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who also served as attorney to Donald Trump, has been ordered to turn over a vast slew of assets to two Georgia election workers that he accused of ballot fraud following the 2020 election. Under the order issued by a US district judge in Manhattan, Mr. Giuliani must surrender goods, including his New York City apartment and dozens of luxury watches. Police in the United States have arrested the former boss of the fashion chain, Abercrombie & Fitch, and his partner on suspicion of sex trafficking. Prosecutors in New York accuse Mike Jeffries and Matthew Smith of tempting vulnerable men to attend sex parties with the promise of a career in the fashion and modelling industry. They deny any wrongdoing. A rare wooden spade, dating back more than 3,000 years to Britain's Bronze Age, has been unearthed by archaeologists during excavations along the southern coast of England. Kat Wiener has this report.
Scientists say the artefact, which was discovered in a circular ditch dug as an early defence against flooding, is only the second Bronze Age wooden tool ever found. It's rare for organic material to survive so long, but the waterlogged nature of peat pockets found around Poole Harbour have preserved the ancient tool in its entirety. The archaeologists believe it would have been used for cutting reeds for thatching or peat for fires. The excavations are part of a scheme to recreate more than 150 hectares of coastal habitat, including saltwater lagoons and freshwater wetlands, to compensate for those being lost through climate change.
BBC News.